let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros. Today, Danny Linderman here with me now. Danny, how's it going?
Good morning.
Good morning. Just had your brother Joey on, actually. So I guess today is more Home Show Garden Bros.
There you go. I heard a little bit of it on the way in.
Yeah, he did a great job. Great job, as always. Danny, we got a lot of calls to get to, so we're just going to jump in. Maybe we'll do some checking in and see how things going as we get a lull here in a little bit. But you ready to start answering some questions?
You bet.
All right, Jason, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. Got a couple of questions. One is about squirrels. Is there anything besides catch and taking them somewhere else that will repel squirrels? And the second one concerns when people say part sun or full sun, are they talking about our area? Because our area, it seems like the sun is really, really oppressive. So if you could answer both of those for me, I'd be really happy. Thank you.
All right. Squirrels are pretty tough. I like to refer to them as tree rats. So it's they're
fluffy tails, though.
They're a tough nut to crack. So best thing to do is catch them and release them someplace else, you know, in a green space or something far away from your home, because they have been known to come back.
Danny, can I tell a story about you? Might
yeah.
tell a story about my grandfather
you
and squirrels. So my grandfather, who's 100, by the way, really wonderful guy. He'll turn 101 in the summertime. But he had these beautiful live oak trees, and the squirrels would take it and bury the acorns, and he'd have to deal with it. So he started trapping them. He would trap them, tag them, take them about 3 miles to a pecan park down the road, get them away from his house, right? And he trapped over 200 squirrels and never got one that had been tagged back. So I'm not sure that tacking, shooting them, catching them and releasing them is really effective. Dr. Bob Randall, who's a guru of vegetable and fruit growing, really talks about how they have their communicative culture and they communicate dangers. So if you can present yourself as a danger, they'll stay away from your space. Now, it may mean that your neighbors think you're crazy, but he talks about having a water hose ready to spray them, yelling at them, throwing a kickball at them. They get in a tree, shaking that tree while you're yelling. It's not just being a threat, it's presenting yourself as a threat. And then I have tried that in my backyard. Luckily, I have high fences, so my neighbors can't see what I'm doing. But I don't get squirrels in anything except for my compost bin. That's the only thing I get squirrels in. Now, they kind of raid my loquat tree sometimes too, but it's close to the fence. And so to me, that's like you got to kind of get into their psyche a little bit, and you got to kind of train them to be afraid of your space. So, and dogs don't help. They just make fun of dogs.
Yeah. No,
so that's my story, Danny.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that's it. And you got to have the time to do it, and make sure the neighbors don't call the cops on you. And
exactly.
and then the next problem with that is once they get used to it, you know, so people put, you know, aluminum pans out there to make noise and shine. But once the squirrels get used to that kind of activity, they figure it out that nothing's going to happen to them. So they go back to doing what they do.
Yep.
So it is it's a constant battle, I guess, is the key.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, though.
But
and the next question, full sun or part sun, are they talking about our area? I think that's kind of tough to answer because different plants have different solutions.
Yeah. So if you're reading a tag on a plant, typically that may be for more up north. If you're talking to somebody that's a professional knows what they're doing, they probably mean part sun down here would need afternoon shade. That's kind of the deal. The afternoons
I like
are
that.
Where we get beat up. So it's, the morning suns are pretty good, but the afternoon sun is just pretty harsh on a lot of plants. So that's kind of my 2 cents on that. Always look at the afternoon sun. Don't worry so much about the early morning sun. It's the 2, 3, 4 o'clock sun that really causes problems.
But I really love that kind of advice to pay attention, like find local experts, which there's actually
right.
a lot. I mean, you know, y'all have several up there at Enchanted Forest, and all of our co-op locations can represent them. I mean, Home Show Garden Bros, the Bro Show, you know, Joey over Enchanted Gardens has a group. And it's like, so that's the way to do it. Whatever local expert that knows our area tells you, you can trust that. If you're reading the label, I don't know.
Yeah,
a friend of mine got a gardening book one time, and it was beautiful. And then we looked through it, and it turned out it was Canadian. And so it was like all of the information on it, basically, except for a few facts about each plant, was just off. Anything seasonally, anything like outdoor related was just not there. So I think it's a really, really good good truth.
Yes, sir.
So, Jason, thanks so much for the call, 281-496-5711. And we're going to keep answering gardening questions. Bill, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Is there a local source for citrus scions?
Ooh, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
I'm aware of.
Danny, over to you, Danny. No. Now, Bill, I appreciate that question. And you know, I think what are you looking for more specifically?
Just a couple of like tangelo or some type of orange that I can use for grafting.
There is a Facebook page called Houston Fruit Exchange. And then there's also Urban Harvest that's probably your best bet for finding. And they're a nonprofit that focuses on food production in the city. I don't think that there's a place that sells scions, but I know that a lot of people are happy to share scions. And a big thing about that is you want to taste what you're getting if you're going to do your own grafting. You want to actually taste a fruit from that tree. And so that's the kind of thing where it's like, you know, maybe hit up Urban Harvest and post on there. Maybe someone's got a – to me, social media is great for that stuff. So that's my take on it. If I was looking for a scion, I would kind of hit Facebook or call Urban Harvest.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, and I was saying, I got a clementine, I got satsumas. I don't have any tangelos, but you're welcome to have a good fruit-bearing clipping of any of my trees. So you just hang up if you want one of those.
One of the things to watch out for is with all the quarantines for all the citrus right now going on.
Mm-hmm.
Need to be careful and not to be transferring diseases from different counties. I know the TDA, Department of Agriculture, is working hard to contain some of the different things that are going on right now. So please be careful about bringing stuff in that we don't need here or other counties don't need some of the stuff that we may bring in.
Absolutely. That's a great word. So, Bill, just, you know, maybe try to stick in your area and see if you can get something nearby. But a lot of people are willing to share that stuff because it's so cool. And grafting is a great hobby to explore right now. And then maybe we'll talk about that in a little bit. 281-496-5711. We're going to keep answering your gardening questions after a quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com, organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Or call now, 281-496-5711.
If you're interested in putting the wow back in your yard, call Mike Ball, Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. They do incredible irrigation work. You can take the guesswork out of watering. You can have healthier plants, smaller water bills, and less work, all by kind of moving to new technology, new systems, better usage. So Mike Ball really focuses on getting more efficient, and their installs are 30% more efficient than the average irrigation. A couple ways they do that is they eliminate water runoff by using drip irrigation. So they're watering the roots of the plants, which is where really you need to water. They big into smart controls. This technology is there to actually water what's lost from the plant and not just overwater all the time. And so it only runs when you need it. It's not just going down the drain or soaking the space so you get a bunch of dollar weed. That's not what they do. They offer inspections, which is a big deal when it comes to irrigation, because the system change, you're dealing with a lot of pressure, a lot of moving pieces. So the quarterly or monthly inspection is a big deal. They can retrofit your or repair your old system. It's not like you have to do a whole new system to be able to get more efficient. So again, healthier plants, smaller water bills, less work. Call Mike Ball. They can help you out. They can really help your space be a lot more efficient. Check out their website too, MikeBallIrrigation.com. So that is Mike Ball. Good stuff. Talking with Danny Linderman here. We're talking through a bunch of different topics on stuff. Mostly going to be answering your gardening questions. That's what we do on Home Show Garden Pros. So, Danny, you ready to keep on keeping on with the question answering?
Yes.
Okay. Exuberant answer. If you want to get in line for a call, you want to get your question answered, 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. We'd love to hear from you. Mike, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. Calling y'all about a Morrow blood orange. I have about three of them in my backyard. The one that bloomed earliest this year, which is my best one, probably 6-7 feet tall. It seems like I lost all of, you know, it bloomed. It made the little pieces of fruit that show up after it's fertilized, but then everything's gone now. I don't see one piece of fruit left on it. Is there something I can do to get maybe a second blossom out of that, or am I just going to have to wait it out till next year?
Hey, you're probably going to have to wait it out till next year. That's I'm guessing something traumatic happened. Either didn't get pollinated or...
Well, it got pollinated because it made the little, you know, you saw the little fruit coming out, but then they're all gone. And I don't know whether a bug got them or I've never had it happen before.
If they're all gone, like I said, it's possible they didn't get pollinated or it got cold or it got dry. Something happened to that tree, but they can still make the baby tiny fruit and then fall off because they didn't get pollinated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's very possible. Danny, what's your... 2 cents on that?
I'm kind of with you that maybe something happened in the soil, or it's kind of residual impact from the wet soil we had all winter, and the tree just wanted to focus on root growth. I think maybe you can try to do a couple things that would be good for the roots but also might give you that bloom. One is called Maximum Blooms from MicroLife, and the other is Alfalfa Meal. And I'd put down Alfalfa Meal, drench it with Maximum Blooms, and then do a mulch around the tree. Even if it's in your lawn, it'll go away eventually, get overtaken by the grass. But that might push it to do another bloom, because it's not too late. It's not too late to try that. But it, worst case, it'll be great for the soil life. Food for the soil is better for the roots anyway. What kind of fertilizer do you use for it?
I either use a 13-13-13. This year I just did a 5-gallon bucket full of... Miracle-Grow fruit. And
okay. Well, I mean, so you had a change in your routine and you had a change in your production. I think that might be something right
well,
there. I really encourage people to use soil food focused and that have a high amount of minerals in them. I've seen citrus trees go from dead to beautiful with the MicroLife in the orange bag, the citrus and fruit fertilizer. And every single year, bigger fruit, tastier fruit, kind of an upward angle climb on the fruit and not the reverse. So I think you might have just hit the nail on the head right there, Mike, on you had a change in your habit and then you had a change in production. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. it just, you know, but it didn't hurt any of my other trees that were next to it. That's what's got me on this one.
Yeah, that is a confusing deal.
Trees are like people. I mean, so everybody, you know, does something different every year. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yep,
kids are going to have a growth spurt one year, and the next kid will be, you know, 12 before they have a growth spurt, whatever it is. So it's just nature. I mean, to have something a little bit different on every plant.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ever expect every plant to act exactly the same.
Okay. Well, hopefully my other ones keep me full of fruit for next year, man.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Mike, one last thing is I got a saying that I always say, but better roots is better fruits. And so if you can kind of do what you can to build up the root zone, you will get amazing fruit. That is the way those citruses work. So better roots, better fruits. Just remember that.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's the worst because, you know, the trees are like our little babies, you know. They're like,
yeah.
We love them so much, and then it's like something's happening. It's always a little, to me, I'm always like, what's happening? Oh, no, is it going to die? You know, so I'm definitely with you there, buddy. No one wants that. So Daniel Enderman here from Enchanted Forest, an Enchanted kind of family also. We are answering your gardening questions and going to take a quick break and keep doing that. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
If I could turn back the hands of time, turn back the hands of time.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Diane Bulanowski at Warren Southern Gardens in beautiful Kingwood. And we are just overflowing with beautiful spring material. We just got in a new shipment of spring veggies. We have more tomatoes, hard to find varieties like Tycoon and Pony Express. It's a lot of fun for the kids to get out there and grow their own veggies and grow their own flowers. And we've got lots of wonderful plants for pollinators, and we do have milkweed in stock. We got in a beautiful shipment of houseplants and really unusual and cool tillandsias. A lot of people are going to be working indoors and having their home offices inside. So it's a great time to bring some air purifying plants into your new office space. We're currently offering curbside pickups. So if you are really wanting to pick up your plant material and gardening supplies, we'll be happy to help you and make it as convenient as possible. Also, if you'd like to place an order online, you can order via email by writing to garden@warrens.us. We're developing home delivery options for those in our community who are homebound, and we're currently opened at both our Warren Southern Garden and Kingwood Garden Center locations, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sunday from 10 to 5. Warren Southern Gardens is located at 1675 North Park Drive, and our sister location, Kingwood Garden Center, is located at 1216 Stone Hollow Drive in beautiful Kingwood. And now back to Danny and Danny.
281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. Danny Linderman here from Enchanted Forest, one of our regional gardening experts here to kind of help you with your questions, is answering questions as we go along on Home Show Garden Pros. His brother was on last hour, so we're calling it Home Show Garden Bros. And looks like we're taking mostly men's calls, so it makes a lot of sense. So here we are, Home Show Garden Pros, answering your questions. Steve, you are on the show. What's your question for Danny?
So I got two raised beds, and I normally just plant tomatoes. I've had it for a few years. And like in January, I'll till it up, put some microlite in there, let it sit, and then say the end of February, I plant the tomatoes. And when I do that, I normally put a handful of fertilizer on the bottom and then put the tomato in. This year they got up about 10 inches, and they're just, most of them are lime green except for one, and I planted about 15 tomatoes. What's wrong?
Got a fertilizing problem. What kind of fertilizer are you using?
Just the Microlite 6212 normally.
Great. So I'm gonna you're tilling and then you're doing all that stuff
for about a month and so forth, and then re-till it again, then put the tomatoes in, then put a little bit more fertilizer in.
And it's the same bed. You've been doing the same thing for how long?
3 or 4 years. I mean, last year they got up to 6 foot tall, and now they're just sitting there about 10-12 inches.
So they really haven't grown very much.
No.
And then my last question is...
But one tomato is just, really dark green. It's up about 2 feet.
Okay.
But the rest of them
are just... Last question, then I'll let Danny kind of run with it, is how long have you left them in the ground after the spring kind of had passed?
What do you mean left them in? The tomatoes?
Like historically, did you leave them through the summer? You try to get another fall crop out of them?
No. I pulled them up in August.
Okay. So I had some questions. I have some ideas, but Danny, want to hear your thoughts?
Yeah, there's a couple things. I mean, so there could be, something besides a fertilization issue going on, like a virus. Did you buy the plants from a reputable place, or where did they come from?
Because one of the cheaper places.
Yeah, so sometimes they can spray them with a growth retardant, and they will not grow big until they get rid of that growth retardant. So it's kind of hard to nail that one down for me. I usually go with, I add compost every year to my garden. I'm not sure if you mentioned that, but compost is a key ingredient to everything, and then I always use MicroLife as well. So
do y'all have the compost in bulk out there or not?
We do not. No, sir. No, sir, we do not. I wish we did.
I'm in Sugarland. Who would have it? That's got something good. I know there's
a quality compost is going to be your key. You just don't want compost. You want good compost.
Steve, how big are the beds?
That's what I was. They're
about 5 by 10.
Okay, so they're not too big. Let me just What I think may be happening is if the only thing you've grown in these beds is tomatoes, besides probably some weeds during the off season.
Of course.
Yeah, and so you've only grown that one crop, and you kind of always are growing in the same spot. What might be happening is you may have kind of introduced and provided the perfect opportunity for root rot nematodes to kind of thrive. And so if that's the case, you could pull a tomato out and see if it's got kind of some rotting down there at the base. If so, I would strongly suggest that you do about an inch or half inch top layer of compost everywhere, and then plant a bunch of marigolds, around them, maybe two or three per tomato plant. They will kind of automatically reduce the population of nematodes. And if you can go to Monterey is the people who make Sluggo and Consan, but they also have nematode controls. And if you can kind of figure out a way to get their nematode control stuff around the tomatoes, I do think that's probably your, without seeing your roots. If you do pull up one to look at the roots, I'd love to get a picture, Home Show Garden Pros, Ask a Pro button, to see and maybe assess that via picture. But I think there's a really good chance. This is the reason why we always want people companion planting. Crop rotation in the veggie bed like that means that the tomatoes get planted in different beds all the time. But because you love tomatoes so much, you end up having kind of a monocrop and all the problems that come with a monocrop, which is targeted pest populations. Does that make a little bit of sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so marigolds and then Monterey Lawn and Garden, look for their nematode control stuff. And almost all of our garden pro locations kind of have that stuff.
All right. Appreciate your help.
You bet.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's one of those, we talk about crop rotation in the farm, but that's a way different thing than crop rotation in the garden. Really, when it comes down to it, diversity is such a huge factor in health. And so I think that's where I think he's seeing some nematodes.
Yeah, it could be that
maybe
crop rotation is important.
Yeah.
And compost is too.
Yep. But compost is a way to add diversity to the soil.
I mean, right.
You know, it's nutrients, it's diversity, it's humic acid, it's all that stuff.
You bet.
Really great stuff. So, I mean, you know, hate to see tomatoes not make it because they're so delicious. So we are at that time where we take a little bit of break. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. Answer your gardening questions. 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. And Greg and Todd, I see you. You'll get your question right after this quick break.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 on this April 4th. And here with Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest. Want to check in. How are you guys doing up there?
Oh, we're doing good. Doing good. Moving along, sanitizing and doing different things, curbside and deliveries to kind of keep everybody at home and safe. But we're doing what we can to make this thing easier for everybody.
I hear you. Well, you guys are the front lines of this thing, really kind of community health, community sanity. To me, gardening is such an incredible solution to a lot of our stay-at-home problems right now. So
yeah, everybody I talk to says the same thing. I tell you, it's kind of neat and kind of, you know, warming to hear everybody's comments, you know. But, yeah, we are, you know, sanitizing and encouraging curbside and deliveries. And but it's, you know, so far, so good.
Yeah, well, that's great. That is great. Well, we're going to keep on answering gardening questions. We are having a lot of good questions coming in. 281-496-5711. And Greg, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Okay, so I got two Satsumas that were in 3-gallon containers, and we put one in the ground, and the other one went into a 25-gallon container that's going to stay there for the life of the tree. It's on top of an old stump, which is why I put it in the pot. And my understanding is that since it's the first year, I need to take the oranges when they come in, like, you know, when they're small, I need to cut those off so that'll encourage root growth. Now, do I need to do that in the container as well? Or is that just for the one that's in the ground?
You probably ought to do both of them. Really, I usually tell people to have a few fruits, whatever it is, lemons, oranges, grapefruits, or whatever. The tree, you'll notice that little tree not able to hold up many fruits as they get big, so you're going to feel bad for the tree and want to take them off. So,
right.
But, yeah, usually I tell people to hold on to a few of them, and like I said, kind of a novelty deal. You know, you're not going to be able to retire on a orange, you know, selling crop deal.
Oh, no, of course.
But, I would not encourage a whole bunch of them right now. Let's get the tree to get a little size on it before you make it go to production. But
So how long, how many years until I can let it go to production?
Well, you'll notice.
How many oranges should I leave on it this year? Are we talking 5 or are we talking 10?
Yeah, I'm talking 2 or 3 is what my...
Three is fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, if you got 3 kids or whatever, try to, and leave them on there for a little bit because you might lose more as you go. That's kind of the deal. Like I said, you hate to pull the fruit off because you want to watch it and it's neat to watch, and especially if you have children, they would like that too, especially when they're all at home.
Sure.
But yeah, don't let it have too many. And every year you'll see that tree getting bigger and able to hold more fruit. But
sure,
the tree is going to tell you, hey, I can't hold myself up. Can you help me?
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate it.
That's what.
Greg, just to chime in on this, is that I would say 1 year of fruit thinning in the pot and then 2 years in the ground, starting with a 3 gallon. So going from a 3 gallon to a 25 gallon is a big jump. And that's why we want to see some root growth before we start seeing fruit growth, fruit production.
Yeah, I always like to watch just a little bit, just, you know, for everybody to have a little bit of fun and know they can do it. You know, get them a little encouragement.
I mean, if he'd have bumped up to like a 7 gallon, you know, maybe no big deal. But he went all the way to 25 gallon. So
yeah, that's almost like planting it in the ground, honestly.
Yeah, that's my exact thought. So
yeah.
Good word. Thanks so much, Greg, for that question. And Todd, you were on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Danny?
Just had a question. I just planted a raised bed and got tomatoes.
Congrats.
And okra and carrots and some herbs, and everything seems to be coming up great. It looks green, but the basil, for some reason, since I planted it, it's only been in the ground now 2.5 weeks. But since I planted it, the basil looks worse and worse every day. It's starting to yellow, and just leaves are starting to fall off. It just seems like, well, there's definitely something wrong. I'm just not sure what it is. Is it too much water? Do they not grow good in raised beds, or what?
My first guess is going to be watering on that. If everything else is looking good and you'll fertilizer is good, but I'm gonna guess with water on that is my first gut feeling. But you know, best way to check for watering is stick your finger in the ground. They don't want to be too wet, and none of the veggies do, but they may be a little more resilient than the basil. But watch the watering. It's probably my key to that.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. And is there an avocado that you would recommend growing in the South?
So avocados are kind of funny. They none of them are really going to be super, super cold hardy. So we can have damage or kill them, you know, every year, or maybe not the past year because we didn't really have a winter. But so usually avocados need to be protected in the winter.
Okay.
So all of them are going to be about the same. But Joey and Poncho and Leela, they're all good varieties. But we are a little bit too far north for them to be left on their own outside without protection.
Okay. All right, guys,
Todd,
I appreciate it. Yes.
Todd, I want to just kind of chime in. If you can send a picture of your basil to homeshowgardenpros.com, ask a pro, I can do a little bit better assessment of the health and what might be happening than just leaves are yellow falling off. So if you don't mind doing that, that'd be really helpful. Because sometimes it can be a canary in the mine shaft sort of thing, basil can. So avocados, I've killed a lot of avocados. I'll just say that.
Okay.
And cold hardiness has not been the main killer. That's probably the number three killer. One, they have to drain. So if you're going to plant it on a hill. Two is you have to pick a great variety that can handle kind of some of our issues. The chloramine in our water actually poisons it pretty slowly. So if we have kind of a drought, even though they're dry lovers, we have a drought stretch where you're watering with the chloramine, that could actually kill it. And then lastly, the freeze can get it. So it's only cold hardy for the first year. And then after that, it's pretty tough. Flavor-wise, my favorite avocado is Wilma. And you have to get a grafted avocado. Growing from seed is really iffy if you're going to be able to get something that survives and makes fruits. So those are kind of the three tips. And I'll make this a little Facebook tip deal. You do want to be wary of the cold weather, but they'll harden and they'll naturalize. I mean, they were found over in Uvalde, which has much cooler winters than we have. So, you know, like stands of them, forests, mini forests of them. So,
okay.
But our soil kills them and makes them less hardy, so we got to go up when we plant them.
Yeah, okay. High and dry, and afternoon shade, so they don't
yes,
like to be in the baking
great.
Sun all day.
Okay.
So, all right. So with all that, you realize that avocados are very, very touchy. They're
right.
easy to kill.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but the Wilma's delicious. So
the Wilma.
Hey, Wilma. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like Fred's wife.
All right.
All right, thanks a lot, Todd. 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. Talking with Daniel Linderman from Enchanted Forest, and we're answering gardening questions. In a second, we're going to explore some construction projects and some tips. I have some questions about laying down flagstone and how to do that really well. And we're going to talk a little bit more about how you can get involved with projects and make the most out of your outdoor space. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
One of our customers recently brought in a handful of weed that was taking over his lawn. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I quickly recognized it as Virginia buttonweed and provided him with a couple of products and the advice to help him out. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come visit us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to fit every budget. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or find us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
So doing the show from home here on Home Show Garden Pros these days, you know, gives me a little bit. I got to get up behind the curtain here, fourth wall. Got to get up to be awake by the time the show starts. And this morning, I spent some time with a flashlight walking around my garden. And I have a brand new 4x16, not brand new, but newly planted only seeds in there. And I'm really on the watch for snails and slugs because they love kind of topping brand new shoots that come up. And sure enough, I saw a couple. And when you got a problem like snails and slugs, that's where Sluggo comes in. Sluggo is made by Monterey Lawn and Garden Products, one of their many amazing products. But Sluggo will stop snails and slugs from damaging your peppers, your bush beans, your cucumbers. These are all the things that I'm protecting. It's easy to use granular formula. You just kind of surround the plant you're trying to protect. Or if you can figure out which way they're coming from, stays effective after rain. So if you're trying to use beer or salt or something like that, one rain is gone. Also, maybe those things don't work very well. Good to use for lawns and gardens, greenhouses, outdoor ornamentals, and in my case, vegetables, but also citrus, fruits, other berries. You apply Sluggo in the evening. A lot of tips to using it. It's all there on the website. Since snails and slugs are active overnight, it is OMRI listed. Steve called in earlier about his tomatoes and how he's really seeing no tomato growth. And that's a sure sign of root knot nematodes. And Monterey also has an OMRI listed organic product called Nematode Control that works really, really well to protect and kind of cure tomatoes that are going through that. And so you can kind of drench with that material. Again, another organic solution from Monterey Lawn and Garden. So look for the Nematode Control, look for Sluggo, Sluggo Plus, and all the great Monterey Lawn and Garden products at Garden Pro Nurseries. You can check their website to see some of their options, but really just go to the Garden Pro locations and you'll find them. So great stuff and providing a lot of solutions. So, okay, Danny Linderman, Enchanted Forest, here on Home Show Garden Pros, my man.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to do, this is where, you know, all of us are social distancing, so we're not, oh, some of us need our construction advice too, okay? Don't judge me. I have questions for Danny. Home Show Garden Pros, or Home Show Garden Bros, because your brother was on last hour, just do the business here, 281-496-5711. We do want to hear from you. Any other advice we can give, 281-496-5711. I'm still working. My consulting is considered essential, and I'm all over the place right now. I'm helping people out. But the question I have is, I'm getting done with a lot of projects, and I have some flagstone that I want to lay down. And so I have this kind of a brick patio that I put down a while ago, and then a gravel walkway, but it's all going to become flagstone. What are some really important first steps for me as I take that up and want to put the flagstone down? Like, how do I get it level? How do I make it look good? How do I make a good pathway on my own? What are some things I need, Danny?
Don't block the drainage, whatever you do. So, I mean, you already have a patio there, but people that are starting a new patio, a lot of times will go in there and block the swell or make the drain, the water run from the yard to the house. You know, there's a lot of different things to consider there. So watch that, because you just open up a whole can of worms when you have a problem with drainage. So
change where your puddling is.
Yes, that'll make a big problem in a hurry.
So how would I find a solution? I mean, how would I overcome that? Make a berm in the patio, or?
Yeah, you could put a turtle back in the patio to get that water to go where you want it to.
Okay.
And basically, you know, shed it off whichever way is closer to the, you know, to the swell, not toward the house. You know, every yard's a little bit different, and every project requires a little bit different, you know, methods to get that water out of there. But on, you know, on yours, I would caution you to, you know, if you people like to, you know, reuse stuff, which is good, but on a patio, when you're putting flagstone down, there's a bunch of little bitty pieces, and you're going to just dry lay it in there, the little pieces can water around a little bit. So you need to make sure you have a good base, which if you're taking your patio up, for example, you have that base there, I assume. I think one time we talked about you might have done something wrong.
Yeah,
I
had to
do that.
About 2 years ago, I put these planters in there with soil in them, and they didn't work, so I filled them in. But I had to get a lot more sand, because a lot of the sand had gone or integrated or rinsed away. But is sand a good base, or are there better bases?
Well, sand's more of a leveling tool, not so much the base. The base is going to be a compacted stone, like a limestone, or you know, you could use a stabilized sand. Stabilized sand is a little harder to come by, but limestone's available, and you know, you lay that down at least 4 inches thick and compact that. Then you can lay your flagstone on top of that. And that, like I said, it just depends on what you're doing with the flagstone, but little pieces of flagstone are kind of hard to keep good on a patio that you're going to be, you know, walking on, sitting on, having chairs on. You know, so big pieces are the key to that.
Gotcha. And I am lucky to have a lot of big pieces. So, hey, I'm going to ask some very specific questions, but we're going to take a quick break. We also would love to hear from you out there. Want to hear what's on your mind. So give us a call and let us know that. 281-496-5711. That's a great way to get your question in. It's our number right now during this difficult COVID time that we're all dealing with. But we're here to help you be a better gardener and get the most out of your yard during this period. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. MicroLife All Organic Biological Fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
281-496-5711, just like the nice man said. And we're Home Show Garden Pros talking gardening. I have Danny Linderman here with Enchanted Forest. And I know you guys are crazy busy, and the shop's not open yet, but people coming in, and you guys are doing a lot to make sure everybody's safe, especially your employees.
Right. Now, that's the key. We you're trying to do everything we can, and I don't, the biggest problem is nobody knows what the right thing to do is. You know, so we're kind of going with the flow and trying to follow the CDC guidelines, and you know, maintaining the 6 foot and disinfecting and encouraging curbside pickup and deliveries. But we're open and you know, fully stocked and ready to go.
You any feelings about the new comment about wearing masks?
Yeah, you know, I see it. I think it can't hurt. you know, it's kind of awkward for me. I'm not a,
yeah.
You know, always back when we were kids, we, you know, this is the cowboy and the Indians, right? People that are robbing the banks, they had to mask
the bandits.
Up.
So yeah.
It's kind of weird to, you know, to see all this going on, but, you know, we're just taking it one day at a time and, you know, trying to keep everybody safe, you know, customers and the employees, because both of them are very important to us.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. Yeah, I mean, handing out bandanas to all the staff might give a real cowboy and Indian flair.
Right.
I guess cowboy is an indigenous person is what we should say now. But
Right. Cowboys. Let's call it cowboys.
Yeah. We'll just call them cowboys. Cowboys and bandits. How about that?
There you go.
All right. Well, here we are, the home show, you know, old stories. You know, home show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're talking through kind of a project. So if you're putting down bricks, pavers, any kind of stone that you don't want to shift, my base, I don't have a base. It's just a shifting clay, and that's probably one of the reasons I have a little bit of rippling. And then I put sand on it, and then my brick. So when it comes down to it, I need to dig some of this out to get some limestone down for a firm base that won't shift.
Right. Limestone is what they use underneath the highways. So when they're building a highway, that's limestone that goes down first, and then the asphalt goes on top of that. So if it's okay for the Texas Department of Transportation, I'm pretty sure you can build a patio on it and walk around on it.
That's
kind of my philosophy.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, that apply in all things. I mean, you know, don't forget that they're the ones who put all the invasive grasses out there to hold the slopes on. But anyway, I digress. Enough of the conservation talk. Okay, so really, once I get that base down, it's pretty simple, because then I bring the sand in for leveling. That's how I get a nice, even look. But what you're saying is level is not quite as important as maybe making sure my water flow is still good to go and I'm not interrupting my drainage.
Right. Yeah, do not interrupt the drainage. The sand, so you have a limestone base, and then you'll put down maybe a half inch, three quarters of an inch, less than an inch of sand, sharp sand, to kind of give you a little playing field so you can keep all your stones level. Your stones are not going to be exactly the same thickness. So you want your top to be level so you can shift those stones down a little bit lower with the little bed of sand, or a little higher if you need to in some places. That's kind of the deal. And then they make some polymeric sand for the joints, so that your sand won't keep on washing away between the stones. There are several different.
Yeah, see, that's great. I was planning on putting some moss down, maybe getting some Irish moss and some yogurt or whatever.
That's a cool look. You can do, you know, Mondo grasses and all, I mean, herbs, and there's a lot of different things you could put between the cracks on the stone. Just depends on how much you're going to walk on it, how much sun it gets. You know, there's a lot of things. Each project's a little bit different, so you're going to got to figure out the best plan of attack for each one.
There you go. Okay. Well, I appreciate that so much. One thing that kind of you and I always talk about when you come on, you know, in this kind of abnormal, you know, as society's dealing with this virus, we kind of think about a lot of the little things. And I just want to bring up irrigation and how, man, if you're at home a lot, turn that irrigation off and start hand watering.
You bet.
Just to be aware of everything that's happening.
Makes you, you're going to have some time now to learn a lot about your yard.
Learn a lot about your irrigation system. So what are some kind of tests that people can do, Danny, to like learn a little bit more about their own individual irrigation system?
Well, yeah, so the precipitation rate is probably one of the key things. So during the growing season down here, we want an inch of rainfall per week. And so if you get a, you know, like a little tuna fish can or something like that, it may look a little bit weird to the neighbors, but you scatter 5 or 10 of them out in a zone, and you can
do it while you're chasing your squirrels.
But you can, and then run your system, and you can see how much water collects in those tuna fish cans over, you know, a given time, and kind of multiply that to get your how many minutes you need to water per week. But with that being said, I haven't even turned my sprinkler system on yet this year.
Right. No, understandable.
So,
I mean,
a lot of people have. I have not, and my yard looks good, and now we got some rain, so we're back in business for another, week or more.
Yeah, definitely that stretch. And, chinch bugs, they like it dry. So your corners that aren't going to get that inch, you're going to worry about your chinch bugs. Your brown spot likes it wet. So wherever you're going, you got two or three zones kind of pointing to one space right in the middle of your yard, that may be getting too much water. And that little can test is a great way to see, okay, wow, this spot's getting way too much, and this spot over here is not getting nearly enough. And so, I mean, that you've just eliminated two extra costs, extra products, extra problems that you could have in your yard by simply getting out there and testing it.
So,
it's a great thing to do.
Distribution uniformity on the sprinkler system is typically somewhere on a fairly decent system, even is somewhere around 60 to 70%. So you're going to have a 30 to 40% variance in the amount of water in a given area. So I mean, there's a big difference there, and you hate to put down more products to chase another product to put another product down.
Because you overpaid for your water amounts because you put down too much water, right? It's like
exactly.
It's all wildlife stuff. Well, awesome. That's a great tip. And we got one more segment. I got a couple of questions for you about how you guys are keeping busy, construction, great trees to plant right now, what you're seeing as big winners plant-wise going in right now. So Danny Linderman here with me now. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Dreaming of a vibrant, bountiful spring? Prepare now with MicroLife Fertilizers. Fortify your soil and garden with Humates Plus 004 concentrated compost in a bag. Want exceptional results? Add MicroLife Multipurpose 624. Got problem areas? Treat them now with MicroLife Super Seaweed, the perfect liquid nutritional boost. MicroLife Fertilizers provide billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals plants crave all year long. MicroLife, making life better. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. Are you a tomato lover? We have a huge selection of locally grown tomatoes in stock, and we have everything you need to grow the best tomatoes in Houston. If you're not sure how to do it, this is your first time to garden and grow tomatoes, we have a fully staffed nursery with experts to help you get your green on and grow the best tomatoes. We brew our own compost tea, and our brewmasters will be brewing up a fresh batch. So buy your bucket here or bring your bucket and refill it. Compost tea can be used anywhere you have soil. So if you want to intensify the flavor of your fruits and vegetables, add some compost tea. It'll increase your microbial activity in your soil and make everything healthier. In your lawn, if you have low-lying areas that stay wet and are compacted, compost tea is a great way to naturally aerate your soil. So Plants for All Seasons is easy to find. We're at 21328 State Highway 249, just right off of the feeder road. We're open 7 days a week. Check our website, plantsforallseasons.com, for current hours of operation. Join us on Facebook. We have a lot of fun on Facebook and put videos out frequently. And now more from Danny and Danny.
Danny and Danny. Danny,
yes,
Power,
sir.
Here on Home Show Garden Bros. So fun to have you and Joey on the same day.
Is that much fun, really?
So much, so much fun. So running out of time here, but do want to do just a big thanks to both you and Joey, the Linderman Bros, for being on here. But in the last few minutes, just what are some plants that you just love, that you'd love people to get in the ground? You know what I mean? Just like, what are some big winners? What are some Danny Linderman's favorite plants?
Oh, I like so many different ones. Gara is one of my favorite plants.
Nice.
Pintas and lantanas for the butterflies and the bees. Mm-hmm. Salvias. There's so many different varieties of salvias. They're all look so good, and a lot of them are natives, so that's even better too.
True.
Chinese fringe trees just got finished blooming. They were beautiful as usual, and that's one of my favorite trees. I really, really like those.
Definitely.
Citrus is one of my favorite fruit trees. I really
steady
like
evergreen
those.
Shrub, right? I mean, citrus is such a steady shrub too. It's like
especially
the clementines.
Yeah, I mean they can get beat up a little bit on a hard winter, but I mean once they get a little bit older, they do pretty darn good.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I do like a citrus tree.
Well, I feel like right there with the fringe trees, some citrus trees, a bunch of salvia, and a few pockets of pintas and gara.
Yeah,
got a beautiful landscape right there.
Yeah, there you.
Butterflies are gonna love it. You got host plants.
Easy,
you got pollinator plants. You got food plants.
Easy to maintain.
Absolutely, that's awesome. Well, thanks so much for being on here today, and definitely grateful for all that you guys are doing out there, really on the front lines of this kind of community mental health front. So, folks, if you're new to gardening, great advice comes from experts like Danny and Joey. So big thanks to Lindman Bros. Next week,
we have
Anita Nelson. Oh, yeah. No, thank you. Thank you, battle about to happen. And then we have Sherry Hera, Anita Nelson from Nelson Water Gardens and Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and Sherry from Plants for All Seasons up 249. And, big show. Thanks to all the callers. We had a lot of people come in, a lot of people participate. And it's a hard time. I mean, this virus is confusing and there's not enough information, while at the same time there's too much information and it's just hard. So get outside, spend some time with your plants, start hand watering, take a look every day, start walking around your plants. Nothing could be better for you. Tom Tynan's up next with Home Show Radio, and this has been Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thanks again, Danny.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
HomeShowRadio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.